Hello, Thomas.
Sweet beanie.
I'm Colt.
Why don't you just put your hood on underneath your David Clark headsets on the way to the I've seen that happen.
Listen, it's not my fault that we're recording in a barn, okay?
All right.
You don't have any paper today.
I got one story.
That's it?
Yeah, you got a couple, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's start with you.
All right. We're going to pick on the cops. Woman killed hours after Rio Rancho police respond to her home. Okay?
That's a good media headline right there, right?
Yeah, that's the one you want. Yeah. Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Not Rancho. Rio
Rancho. Rancho.
Rancho.
Rancho. Rio Rancho, New Mexico. A law has been in place for police departments and law enforcement to remove firearms from anyone they think is an immediate threat to someone. Okay? That makes sense. However, Target 7 has learned one of New Mexico's largest counties, Sandoval County, has never used it. Some argue that 82-year-old Rio Rancho woman... Go ahead. Junanine?
Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Junan.
Junan?
Yeah, it's two. Junan. J-U-N-E-A-N-N.
I don't know. I've never met a Junan. That's a weird name. All right. Sorry. Rest in peace. Junan Fennel would still be alive if it was used. The Rio Rancho Police Department and Fire Department arrived at the home in April to find Fennel in a hospital bed. First responders were there after caretaker Henry Cardona called for emergency services. So basically, this guy calls 911 for this person who he's taking care of, okay? 911 gets there, and this lady's basically saying, like, hey, this guy's going to kill me.
Ooh.
Okay, so the officer talks
Shut up, you old bag.
Yeah, talks to the caretaker, and the cop says, quote, you're a firearms guy? This guy says, oh, yeah. The officer says, nice. This guy says, they're loaded and ready to go. Then the cops are basically like, no, we're good. Like, we don't need to see him. And this lady, while this conversation's happening, is like, he's going to kill me. Like, these guns are not fine. And then he says, I said you're fine until I kill you. He says this in front of the police officers. So the cops say, all right, we're going to get out of here.
Is this all on body cam?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So they leave. And then 4 hours later, the neighbor calls and said, oh, my God, he's killed her. So these guys, like, had this person dead to rights because there's loaded guns all over the house. This lady is telling
them. I guess they, quick trial, right? They got him on camera.
I mean, that's got to be, like, open and shut case, right?
You would think. But, you know, I just got finished watching that whole Get Gotti on Netflix.
Maybe this one.
Get Gotti. John Gotti.
Yeah.
Mob boss. Gambino, yeah. Crime family. Like, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
He, like, you know, first the state took him to trial, then the organized crime task force took him to trial, and then finally the federal government, you know, FBI did. And he got off like 3 times in a row, paying jurors off, threatening some people that were like on the civil case. But hey, when you're, the only thing that got him was being on tape. So,
well, I'd say that this pretty much takes care of
yeah.
that. But we have been to those med checks where someone has dementia and they're saying a bunch of wild stuff.
Like the Mista lady that jumps like, on your hood.
I think I just killed that Mista lady.
Man, this is crazy.
But that many people there. I mean, do you think that's
just like, loaded guns and she's saying, I mean,
it is New Mexico, right? I feel like every individual in New Mexico.
I'd like to see the body cam footage.
It's got to be pretty damning.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I mean, there are these laws in place that you are able, what do they call them, red flag laws?
That you were talking about?
Not those, but like we have red flag laws
in
Colorado. It's basically like if I think that you're mentally unstable, I can call the police and be like, hey, I think this person needs to have their guns taken away. And then that starts an investigation into you. Okay. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we got too many people calling 911 on other people that they don't investigate themselves.
Wouldn't there be a benefit, though, to maybe preventing some of the shootings that we've had?
Sure, but I think the last thing police want to do is go into somebody's house that some person called. You know, if they aren't out in public doing it, if you're in your own house and somebody's concerned for that person's safety, I don't see PD really caring anymore. Like, we're not going to go into your house if you're not harming other people and it's not out in public. And the only report we have is somebody who said they, you know, delivered a box to your house and hey, they saw something. I don't think they're going to investigate it. I don't think they want to.
So what should these officers have done?
Man. Yeah, I mean, the alternative is what they take all the guns. Oh, we're going to take these, sir. Every single one.
Yeah, and what option?
I mean, you got to get her out of there. I think that would be the...
Yeah.
Like, if somebody's saying that, then you would transport her out of there and then determine, is she all there?
Right.
And why do you say that he's going to kill you? You know?
I wonder if it was one of those situations where they go there all the time and the cops were like...
And this guy's been taking care of her.
Yeah.
And finally, this guy's like, I'm done with her and... Yeah, I am gonna kill her. And they're like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. And then they're not. Yeah,
I know, you've been here long enough. And no, I wasn't lying this time.
Oh man. That's a brutal situation. All right. More cop stories.
Okay.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
A police officer. Dominic Gaynor sentenced for pointing gun toward colleague over Top Gun Maverick spoilers.
Ooh, I like this. I mean, I like the Top Gun Maverick. That was a really good sequel.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've seen it
probably 3 or 4 times, and that is a hard movie to like say you're gonna make like a
redo
sequel.
Just because it was so big.
Well, yeah, like how are you gonna live up to the hype that the first one? And you know, they made it a little bit different, but a lot of the same stuff and some of the old themes. It was really good.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll tell you one guy who did not like it. All right. Sydney police officer who pointed
Sydney his... Sydney what? Australia or...
I believe in Australia because they call them constables. Okay. So I'm assuming.
Okay.
There's a Sydney, Nebraska?
Yeah, that's that used to be where Cabela's was like their flagship store.
Oh, really?
That's where it was founded or whatever.
Gorgeous.
When Cabela's got bought out by Bass Pro, so went the city of Sydney, Nebraska.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bass Pro.
Ass pro.
Nice, Tom. Yeah. Real nice. Okay. Sydney police officer who pointed his gun towards a colleague after warning him not to reveal spoilers about the new Top Gun movie. Constable Dominic Francis Gaynor was working behind the counter at Day Street Police Station. So here's how this basically went. He's working the desk, okay? I'll show you a picture of this guy. He looks like he should be working the desk.
It's going to tie well into my next story.
So he's working the desk at the police station. Okay. This 26-year-old probie comes up to him and starts talking about the movie. He's saying like, quote, don't spoil the movie. You see, and then there's 3 asterisks afterwards. I'm not entirely sure.
4-word letter that starts with a C.
I'm not entirely sure what that is, but you guys can just whatever you guys want.
I Google it.
Yeah, you guys Google it.
On a city
non-city computer.
No, on a city computer and see what happens.
So then Gaynor takes out his Glock and points it at him and doesn't laugh for 5 seconds. Now, granted, his finger was not on the trigger, they say. So they go back and forth. He puts his gun away, and then this 26-year-old probie complains that this guy pulled a gun on him.
I think that's a fair complaint.
Yeah. I don't think that's unwarranted. I would be bothered by that.
That's what you do is then you send him interoffice mail with like the plot conclusion.
Here's the thing though, dude.
At 45 minutes.
What kind of spoil? This is an M. Night Shyamalan movie. What kind of spoilers do you think they're going to be?
There's no spoilers. No. You know what's going to happen. Some big mission. He's going to be part of it and they're going to win.
Yeah. And then they hug.
Yep.
And then very heterosexual
love story.
Yeah.
Just like the last one.
Well, who was that lady in that one?
The first one?
No, she was in this one.
I don't know. Jennifer Connelly?
Jennifer Connelly.
She did it for you?
She looks great.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. She was in a movie when I was growing up where she gets locked inside a Target. Career Opportunities.
Never heard of it.
It was a terrible movie. Okay. But she was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, I mean... When I talk to people, if they're like the diehard Top Gun fan, like, you know that somebody loves Top Gun. They've probably seen it 100 times. Like, those are the people, you know?
Yeah. Can quote all the lines.
And if they know where Penny Benjamin fit in the, like, when she was mentioned and where she fit in the first one. Do you remember?
Yeah. It was he got in trouble for sleeping with the Admiral's daughter.
The flyby.
Yeah.
Flyby of Admiral's daughter. And then Goose whispers, Penny Benjamin. Yeah, you asshole, you don't even deserve to be here. Yeah. Remember that?
I do.
Can you find that clip? You want me to find it right now?
No, I can find it. I'll just screen record it.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I think we should watch it right now, though.
Okay.
Ash,
that looks like
you've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times. Put in hack twice. By me.
Here we go.
With a history of high-speed passes over five air-controlled towers and one admiral's daughter.
Penny Benjamin. And you, asshole, you're lucky to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Outstanding.
Penny Benjamin.
Look up the Top Gun, Top Gun Maverick and Star Wars. It's a pretty interesting theory that basically they're the exact same movie.
Top Gun Maverick is Star Wars A New Hope?
Yes.
And Reddit? Reddit's dangerous.
Go to videos.
Okay.
Yes. Hit that one.
Maverick being Star Wars for 3 minutes.
Yeah. The mission will be a basically aggressive attack a clip teams. Of cutting You'll back in between
into your target.
Top Gun and Star Wars and how they're pretty much the same thing.
And skim the surface to this point.
Your target is an impact point less than 3 meters wide.
The target area is only 2 meters wide.
You weren't ready.
Ready for what?
Ready to forget the book. Trust your instincts. Don't think, just do.
Remember, concentrate on the moment. Feel, don't think. Use your instincts.
Dagger 2, up and ready.
Red 3, standing by.
Assume attack formation.
Lock air spoils in attack position.
2 minutes and 30 seconds in 3, 2, 1, mark.
Rebel base 3 minutes and closing.
Jesus, Houston, not that fast.
We're going in full throttle.
That'll keep those fighters off our back.
Luke, at that speed, would you be able to pull out in time?
Almost there, man, almost there.
Almost there.
Houston, there's something wrong with this laser.
Use the force, Luke.
You've got to be shitting me.
An F-14?
The garbage will do.
There's guys up there, Matt.
Yep.
There's more over there.
Okay. Okay. Stay calm. Stay calm.
I am calm.
I'm talking to myself.
Throw the UHF-2 circuit breaker. Try that.
There's 300 breakers back here. Anything more specific?
Use the toggle on the left to switch between missiles, cannons, and mag pulse. Use the sight on the right to aim. Triggers to fire.
This is very complicated.
Mav, tally 2, 5 o'clock low.
3 marks at 210.
Just be cool. If they knew who we were, we'd be dead already.
I don't know. Why casual?
Hang on! We gotta get low! The terrain will confuse his targeting system.
Stay low! Hey, stay low! Stay low!
What?
Stay low! It confuses their tracking!
Have you not? What?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yahoo!
I need to watch it again.
I'm telling you, man. It's pretty much just Star Wars.
Hey! Hey!
I need to come back. I just knew it.
Basically, there are no spoilers. This movie's been done. It's all pretty much the same thing. You don't need to point a gun at
somebody. Jeez.
So he got 100 hours of community service and is currently on unpaid administrative leave.
100. So he's going to get his job back
after these 100 hours of community service.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Well, so back to the desk.
Okay. Well, what we have here, Craig, is a public health emergency.
COVID.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, dude. We went to a little event for my 4-year-old, like a Lego thing.
All right.
The amount of masks that I saw today was unreal. Like, the other one, I was at...
Were you wearing a mask?
I mean, obviously, you got to be safe.
You got to protect everybody else.
The face shields are back. I went to Costco. Dude, I went to Costco to do meal prep for the week. And I saw 2 visors. They're back, man.
The air just
the air stops it.
Here and here, it doesn't go up underneath. It doesn't go up underneath. It just, it deflects everything.
Everything. So, yeah, it's bad. But what's your public health emergency?
No, wouldn't it have been really funny just to see, like, some off-duty firefighter, like, every time he went in public, he was just on air.
On SCBA? Oh, there's 100%. I will find a picture of someone in a
SCBA. I got 30 minutes. Then he goes outside, goes home, refills, comes back.
Going back out.
Yeah.
I didn't finish.
Yep. No. So this public health emergency.
I'm nervous.
We men are in trouble, Craig.
Seriously? This only affects men?
Well, I mean, anybody who has a male part.
Oh.
You can't define that anymore these days, you're right?
I'm sorry. Sorry. You
can't define that
yes.
either.
So these
people are confused about that.
This is male genitalia.
Let's cut through the shit. This is about men.
Okay.
It's about men.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure. Alarming statistic will ensure.
Did you know that 1 in 3 men cannot even see their own penis?
Thomas!
No, that's a fact. You can fact check it. We don't have a fact checker in here, but you can fact check it.
What do you
mean,
dude?
I mean that
they look down, their belly's so big they can't see their dick.
Correct. 1 in 3.
They just got short, ding ding.
Well, the reason for that, actually, is the more body fat you have, the less visible penis you have. There's actually a condition called buried penis.
Hold on. Go back. Can you go back?
You want to see it again?
No, I want to read the comments.
All right. We're going into the comments. Okay, hang on. Oh, boy.
Buried penis, huh?
Comments. That could be dangerous. Okay. That was a British health campaign conducted on 1,000 English gentlemen. I'm not sure if it translates to the U.S. Yeah. We're just as fat or fatter than they are.
Yeah, don't take our thing.
I'm not going to read
the next one.
No,
I was going to say.
Moving on.
I can see. I just got to wake him up a bit.
Oh, my God. All right. So, but here's the series, right?
Okay.
That's it. I'm glad. This is what this guy says. I'm glad I don't have that problem. America in general is a huge obesity epidemic, but everyone wants to make it okay and normal. So sad. Especially to see children following in the footsteps of parents who have no drive motivation. Now, that's the serious part of this story. I'd like to bring up stories and bring some humor to them, but, I mean, it's a problem, man. Like, you go to this thing for your 4-year-old, right?
Yep.
What does it look like there?
It looks like...
Can these dads even play with their kids when they're like 10 years old and chase them around?
All right. So I don't want to say that I have a problem necessarily with crowds. I don't love them. They don't make me feel, you know, super comfortable. So I spend a lot of my time at places like that. Obviously looking for exits, but I'm also looking for, and I've talked to my wife about this, like when you are scanning a room, you want to look for not only like, sure, possible threats, but you also want to look for the people that could possibly help you. And how do you define those two things? Because for the majority of those people that were there, they're having a good time, but if something were to go down, they would be the ones running and screaming.
Okay. Well, they're probably going to block your exit.
Yeah. Well, you don't use the exits that everyone else is going to.
True.
Yeah. That's door number one.
Sometimes there's one way in, one way out.
Unfortunately.
Right.
So it's like, how do you look for the people that could possibly help you? And it is people who are in shape, and because that can teach you a lot about someone, right? Clearly they're disciplined, right? Disciplined humans.
Yes.
Okay. They probably can carry themselves. The other one, I told her, like, anyone who's dressed like a cowboy, they're the helpers. You know what I'm saying?
There is some truth to that.
Hard work. They obviously are self-sufficient, and they probably have a gun.
That Western, like, ranch lifestyle. Yeah,
100%, yeah. Right?
Country life. Yeah, I agree.
Rough hands. But the majority of the people that were there, it was a clear sign that you are going to raise kids to grow up to look like you. So you are an obese husband and wife, you're probably having some obese kids.
And yeah, I mean, the diet is translated to the kids.
Yeah, right? It's not genetic, no. Right? It is.
No, because it's, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Right.
But that would be like, oh, you know, we're a big family.
Big
like
bone.
Yeah, we're big boned. And that just isn't the case. You are saddling your kids with the same issues that you have because of your lack of discipline.
And so there's only this like slight chance that they'll break that cycle. Something might happen.
Oh, I hope.
You hope.
Yeah.
Those are I'll tell you what, though, the ones that break that cycle are usually like the crazy disciplined ones, right? Something happens, some event happens, and then they just, they lock it down and they lock it down forever.
Well, I think they see what the result is of being a
disciplined. You never want to go back, right? So like if you, you know, I grew up in my house, we had a lot of debt growing up, you know, and it put a lot of stress on the family. And so that's always been a thing of mine. Like I will never, I'll do everything I can to, I don't want to ever live like that.
Yeah.
You know, and so you make financial decisions so that never happens. And it's like they're lifelong decisions. It's like how you operate, you know?
Yeah. I feel that way about health. Like I've been fat. I ain't going back. Right. Like I will never do that again.
You had the BPS buried?
I can neither confirm or deny whether I was a part of that.
Hey, you got two kids now. It works, all right? That's all that matters.
But yeah, it's just when you, and maybe that's it. Maybe that's the thing is like you, it's the people who notice the issues, they make the change. The other people, I think, is more often the case, which is like, oh, you know, like we're just a big family or, you know,
it's just, it's hard to
make. It's hereditary because.
The first step's hard.
I don't think so.
You think?
I don't think the first
step's
hard. I think
the first step. I think that's overcoming the, you know, like all this weight I got to lose or whatever instead of
no.
Once. Okay.
The first step isn't hard.
All right.
The first step's easy. It's the same reason why
Okay. Come
the new year, the gyms are full. 3 months later, they're empty again. It's the 100th, the 110th step. That's the hard one.
When does it get easier, though? Because it does get easier at some point. Like, it's just what you do.
Yeah.
Right? So when does that happen?
Is that a
5-year thing?
Well, it takes 21 days to create a new habit. So I would say that when, I'll just say this for me. I'll just speak for myself. When you push through those days when you don't want to do it, once you start to do that for a little while, then it's just discipline.
Then it's normal.
Then it's just normal.
All right, so then maybe a year?
I think less than that.
I think less than that doesn't, so what? It's not long enough.
I think after you, all right, let's take something recent for me, the cold plunge,
okay,
right? I started doing it. And I was only doing it in the afternoons. And this dude at work, we basically started doing it at the same time. And he's like, you got to do it before you get here. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I get here at 5.
He's like, yeah.
It's exactly what he said. And he goes, we'll do it. I'm like, okay. So I tried. So I got up at 4:20. I jump in the cold plunge and then I go to work. And
are you?
Yeah, I got the heat. Great.
You're Dumb and Dumber on the bike going to Aspen with the snot coming down your face, frozen.
Exactly. I can't remember. It was our first like 20-ish degree morning when it was really cold.
The cold snap. We had, yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
So I go in, I do it, I come out, I feel awesome, and now. When it's anything warmer than that, I'm like, I don't have an excuse. I did that really hard thing. So I think it's almost like finding those personal miles.
Where's the water at? Because you just keep it outside, right?
Yeah, I just keep it outside.
I do enjoy the 3 minute at like, I actually think I enjoy it, like 40 to 50, 45.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
One time we had it down to like 32, 33. And I don't enjoy it when I have the uncontrollable chattering. Like I'm like,
I don't.
It's like, God, this is not fun.
According to like Huberman, if you do 11 minutes a week under 50 degrees, that gives you the benefits.
Yeah.
But if you start to get comfortable where you don't have that, I cannot wait to get out of here feeling, that's when you need to start decreasing the temperature because it's that stress response that release those cold shock proteins.
Okay.
Same thing with the sauna, right? If you are no longer uncomfortable, you're not releasing those heat shock proteins. So like you need to be uncomfortable either way. So whatever temperature that is.
So do you, let's just say, do you get really uncomfortable in the sauna? I never really get, like, I never hate it.
Well, I do when I can control the temperature. Like when you go to like a gym mm-hmm. and they keep it at like 180, mm-hmm. something like that. I don't really. There, if I'm in there for 45 minutes, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to get out. Like, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
But if you can get it, you know, 190 plus, it's pretty uncomfortable okay. for a short amount of time. But anyways, I think it's when you can start to like create some milestones of, man, that was really hard. And then when you wake up one morning and you just feel kind of like, when we wake up every single morning sore, it just becomes the norm.
Yeah.
Because you've pushed through those, like you've had those breakthroughs of like, yeah, I know I feel like crap. I'm still going to do it anyways. That's, I don't know how many days that's going to be, but I think that's the thing. It's like, oh, I have no excuse because I've done harder things than this.
Yeah. I mean, one in three men and the actual post and what he says are funny, but one in three men, like you have, you're fat.
Yeah.
You, I mean, walking up a few flights of stairs is hard and you know, that's not a good example, but it's also not a good place for society to be.
But I tell you what, if you are ready to make that change, it doesn't take that long to see results.
Guy on our crew is doing the 75 hard.
Yeah.
Right. So 75 days.
Got to drink gallon water, work out twice, but one has to be outside.
45 minute workouts.
You got to read like 10 pages a day or something like that, and then stick to a diet.
Right. 20 pounds down. That was like a week ago, he was already 20 pounds down. I mean, and just, it's easy. He's like,
yeah,
he's drinking a lot of beer. But I mean, and he was in shape.
Oh, yeah. He's a monster.
He's right with everybody at the station. And it's like, that just shows you how much extra you're carrying, you know?
We have a guy, one of the recruits, he lost 70 pounds in 18 weeks.
Damn.
He had to go back and get resized for bunker gear because when he got sized at the beginning of academy, he didn't fit in anymore.
Surprised he didn't get hurt.
No, he's...
I mean, we've had guys like that in our previous academy. They came in overweight and they battled some injuries quite regularly. I mean, I think one maybe made it through, but here's the thing. I can remember a few guys that did that and they gained it back.
Well, it's...
And that's just sad.
You're put in an extreme situation, but you didn't change your lifestyle.
Yeah, you didn't... You weren't kind of a willing participant. You just did it because you had to.
Right.
You know? And so maybe that's the key is like, if you make the decision, like I'm changing my life, that will probably be a better predictor of you keeping the weight off or staying disciplined than if somebody's forcing you to do it. Or
it all goes back to your why. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you getting in shape? And if it's because you want to, you know, like those videos you see of like 70, 80-year-old grandparents playing on the ground with their kids, like that is a good why. Mm-hmm. You're not going to let yourself stay in bed when that's the massive size of your goal.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, I just want to lose a couple pounds before this vacation, I just think that does not last.
No, you either want to get in shape or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, for your life or, I mean, if it's a couple of days, why even do it?
I agree.
All right. Good time.
That's it.